Emergency steps have been taken to close one of Prague's main bridges to traffic after a report highlighting its dangerous state. The move comes hard on the heels of warnings that many other bridges are in a poor state of repair and follows the collapse of one walkway over the Vltava at the end of last year. Chris Johnson has more.
Prague's Liben Bridge was closed to all trams, cars, trucks and buses in the early hours of Friday. The move followed a report to city transport bosses highlighting the dangerous state of one of the bridge's six sections. The bridge as a whole was classified as Stage 7, the worst possible on a seven-point evaluation. The warnings from experts actually said that no vehicles heavier than 5 tonnes should be allowed on the bridge. That would clearly cover trams and most trucks, but city authorities decided to play it safe and ban cars as well. It's estimated that around 14,000 cars and 1,000 trams use the bridge daily. The closure is expected to last at least three weeks, while detailed examinations and repairs are carried out on the section, but it could take longer. A broader report on the near 800-metre-long bridge recommending what other work and repairs should take place should be submitted by the end of the month. Petr Dolinek is member of Prague City Council's executive committee responsible for transport. He explained the specific problems in a hastily arranged press conference.
It has been found in the last analysis that this part of the bridge has limited carrying capacity, and the recommended maximum at this point is 5 tons. This adds up to one tram or three or four cars at the same place. That would be critical for the bridge as it is.
The problematic state of the Liben Bridge is not a bolt from the blue. Previous reports have warned of the corrosion that's taken place over the years since it was completed and finally opened in 1928. But repairs have been frequently postponed in spite of the warnings. Jan Chizinski is mayor of Prague's 7 district, which is at one end of the Liben Bridge, and he had some withering words for how the situation has occurred.
Unfortunately, I have to complain that this is precisely the result that Prague City Council is not able to maintain and repair these structures. The city frequently does not care for these buildings and then knocks them down and builds something new.
One specific problem with Liben Bridge is it has an almost unique cubist design, with arguments waging over what special steps might be needed to be taken for reconstruction. The closure announcement came on the same day. Another report warned that around a fifth of Prague's 700 bridges are in a poor, very poor, and a handful in an emergency condition. All this comes after a walkway for pedestrians suddenly plunged into the Vltava River back in December. There were a few injuries, but luckily no one died.